Good morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And yes, there is a theme. We had Girls on Fire earlier. Now we have Girls That Want to Have Fun. And in the studio from Santa Rosa County and from the Building Inspections Department, we have Tambri Lee, Vanessa Dyer, and Jennifer Tilton. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Just because you're in construction and building permits doesn't mean you don't want to have fun.
Exactly.
So this is a topic I'm going to confess right up front. I don't know a whole lot about, but I suspect now with the new year and people buying and moving and constructing, and there's a lot, I would imagine, going on right now in Santa Rosa County.
Yes, there is. We are the Building Inspection Department. We regulate all new construction within the Santa Rosa County jurisdiction, and we cover from the beach all the way to the Alabama line. And our community has been really growing the last couple of years. It's kind of picked up since COVID.
Oh, the growth has been unbelievable.
Yes, it has. So we average about 150 new homes every month.
Really?
And that's kind of our driver. That is our industry. And then we have the incidental stuff with repair, remodel, and then obviously new commercial that supports that
150 new homes a month.
That is
that
our
sounds
average.
Like a lot to me.
It is. We're growing leaps and bounds. So if you ride out in the rural area of the north end of Santa Rosa County, you'll get a real good taste of what that looks like, how fast that's growing.
So north around Milton and that area up towards...
Yes, especially like the Shamukla area. Mm-hmm. You can get out in East Milton area, a lot of subdivisions going in.
Interesting.
So the landscape looks very different now.
Right, okay. So your responsibility then is when someone is about to get partake of like building a new home, they've got to come to you.
That is correct.
Okay, so what do they need to do? What do I need to do to get a permit?
So one of the things we run into a lot is people just not knowing when a permit is required. And basically, we're enforcing the minimum building codes. That protects you. We're looking from a flood safety standpoint, and we're very susceptible to wind just in our geographic location. And so we monitor and enforce minimum codes for any new construction, any additions, remodels, repairs, anything to your home other than something that's cosmetic, so that we can make sure you're getting those correct products put on your home to harden your home should we have an event such as a hurricane. So if you're changing out a door, please come see us. We want to make sure you have the right kind of door that meets the Florida requirements. We want to make sure that you're using the right kind of contractors as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's the homeowner's responsibility, not necessarily the contractor or both, or do you work with both?
It can be both, and that was actually one of the questions is when do you need a contractor? And in the state of Florida, you are required to have a contractor on anything. There's only a few exceptions, and being a homeowner, you can do work to your own home. But we want to help you through that process, and that's where a lot of folks kind of can get messed up is when they're trying to do it on their own or if they're trying to... join a contractor to help them do some things.
Gotcha. So you would need to get in touch with a contractor, and then in terms of doing like internal changes, like if you're going to renovate my kitchen, for example,
correct.
Or the bathroom or something like that.
That is correct. Please come talk to us first.
Okay, because I'm thinking, I don't have to talk to anybody. It's just my house.
Yes, exactly. And that's
not
mentality.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's interesting because I would not have thought that. So I'm learning something today.
Yes.
And please look up the information on our website. We have a lot of great information on our website.
What is the website?
www.santarosa.fl.gov.
And then click under which department would be building
inspections.
Yeah,
yes,
it's actually going to show up as development services on the webpage. But if you click on development services, it'll have our building inspections. It'll have access to our flood
information,
contractor licensing, planning and zoning. And those are the critical teams that work on the residential.
So the first thing that comes to mind for me is a timeline. When you are, you're starting a project or you have a contractor or you're working with someone or you need your property inspected, that kind of thing. Kind of what is the general timelines on all those different categories? Are we talking days, weeks, months? To how far in advance do you need to prepare? Because sometimes people are surprised. They have an idea. They go in the line. They go, uh-oh, it's going to take me a couple months before
I get
it. It
really just depends on the type of permit that you're going to apply for.
Okay.
You know, we don't have months in Santa Rosa County that you're going to wait on a permit as long as you have the documents that you need. You need engineer drawings most of the time. But like if you're just changing out a hot water heater or you need a plumbing permit, you can normally get those the same day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't know. That's great. That's good news. Yes. That's very good news.
Inspections are normally the next day also.
So what does the average consumer need to know just about hiring a contractor? Because especially in after a hurricane, right, or any time that we have some kind of a natural disaster, so often we get these sort of rogue contractors that come in, they ask for money up front, and then they don't provide the service. So how do we avoid those kind of scams, and what is the process?
Just to make sure that the person that is coming to you is a licensed contractor, either state certified or registered through the county that they're going to do the work
in. It has to be locally certified or the state.
Yes.
Can't be somebody coming in from Mississippi.
Well,
or can they?
They can. If they can reciprocate to our state from another state, they could be state certified. But just do your due diligence and look that information up on the DBPR website. It's myfloridalicense.com, and you can search the names there. And just because somebody has a business tax receipt mm-hmm. or a card with their number on there does not mean that they're actually a registered or certified contractor.
Yeah, because by the way, you can get business cards online anywhere.
Yes, yes. Just look it up.
It doesn't mean that you're licensed or certified.
And we are always here to help.
Absolutely. And she actually touched on something just a minute ago talking about a natural disaster. If in the event we were to have something catastrophic, comparable to back in the early 2000s when we had Ivan and Dennis, the state of Florida, and even this past year with the hurricanes in the other areas, the state of Florida will sometimes allow us to have contractors from other states come in to help us get that immediate secure, you know, help you get your houses going, things like that, like re-roofs,
right,
stuff
right.
of that nature. But still contact us first, because those are done under special executive orders.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know the ins and outs and the terms of that executive order to help and guide you appropriately. So we want them to be cautious if there is somebody, you know, adjacent to us in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They're certainly qualified to do it, but they may not have the right documentation. So I'm so glad you touched on that.
Well, I think it's very important, because unfortunately, back in those days, I can remember how many people, unfortunately, got the wrong person.
Exactly.
And that's not good, especially coming off a disaster. So that's
yes.
never good. But also just even in planning a new home or whatever, I've just recently seen on the news some stories about people who put money down up front.
Yes.
And then the person never followed through.
That's correct.
What are your thoughts on that?
We've had some very bad players the last couple of years that hit the Tri-County area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really want to promote contractor licensing. And actually, Jennifer and Vanessa probably have some keys. They have some brochures that we put together to try to help put some of those tips out there that are kind of those red flag warnings.
So what are some of those red flag warnings? What would you say?
Okay, so you want to be careful when you're hiring somebody if they are trying to give you a big discount on materials or the cost of the job.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to be careful when a company won't give you their license information. Anyone who's asking for large deposits for down payments for the work itself. And then if they're telling you that permits are not required, you always want to reach out and verify with the department, with our building inspection department, if a permit's required, because pretty much anything in the state of Florida requires a licensed contractor. So just be very careful. If they're telling you have deadlines, that's another red flag.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that you can look out for.
We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll come back to hear more about what to be on the lookout for. We're talking with Santa Rosa County, our Building Inspections Department. We will be back in just a couple minutes on News Radio 93.3 and Pep Talk. You are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, then we have in our studio our friends from the Santa Rosa County Building Inspections Department, Tambry Lee, Vanessa Dyer, and Jennifer Tilden. So welcome, ladies. You are already piqued my interest, because I'm very interested in what Jennifer was just talking about, which are the ways that you can look out for those contractors or those people that are coming to you. You were talking about extreme discounts, things like that. What are some red flags to look out for?
Yeah, and another one that's really important is if somebody asks the homeowner to pull the permit. So there is an exemption in the state of Florida that allows a property owner to obtain a permit and do their own work. But if you're hiring somebody, they should be pulling the permit for you. So anytime that they're asking you, then that's a red flag that they're potentially unlicensed, and that does not protect you. If you take ownership of that permit as the property owner, then we can't do anything for you if something happens with that contractor.
Interesting, because someone just sent in a question, and it's right on target. Is it contractor's responsibility to pull a permit for a roof on the homeowner?
It really is.
Or the home? Is it the contractor or the homeowner?
It is the contractor's responsibility.
Okay.
And that takes the ownership off the property owner.
Okay, and here's another question. Do you charge me a fee to tell me what door I can put on my house? Escambia County also? This is Santa Rosa County, but do you have to pay a fee for those services?
So typically you would get a permit to replace the door, and mm-hmm. part of that permit fee, and it's typical between both jurisdictions, we all work hand in hand with each other, but typically you'll have a base permit fee that will cover a review, and that product needs to have a Florida product approval number.
Okay.
That means it's been tested to meet the correct wind criteria or impact resistance that Florida requires for our area. So, yes, there can be a small fee. I believe, Jennifer, do you know what if we're doing a door change out or a window change out, what those run?
Not off the top of my head.
I would say less than $100.
Okay, I was going to say, is it
$1 billion
or just?
No, it's very reasonable.
less than $100, okay.
Yeah, while it sounds frustrating to have to get a permit to change out a door, keep in mind, you know, your insurance company, they do these checks and they check for permits on things that you're doing. And we run into that quite a bit where folks have done stuff, not get a permit for it, and then they can't get their insurance reduction rate. And that can be very frustrating as well.
Yeah, and that applies to like a mechanical, your heat and air system, if that's being upgraded, your water heater's being upgraded, a roof, windows, doors, all of those affect your insurance. So it's very important to get those permitted and ensure that the permits are completed and closed.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Yes.
So, but beware of those that are offering deals that are too good to be true, because as they say,
yes,
it's too good to be true, it probably isn't.
Yeah, and if they're wanting to give you a discount for you to pay them in cash, that is a huge
red flag. Anything cash up front is typically a red flag. Okay, and then one of my questions too, as far as your department goes, so what are some of the common misunderstandings that your department encounters routinely? I know when I go to work somewhere and then the phone rings, and after a while I go, oh, there's that question again. We get that all the time. What are some of those things?
Well,
that
first
come on
of
your
all,
plate?
We are public servants. We are here to help you. We're here to just require minimum code requirements so we have a good, safe built community. We want to help you succeed in what your dream is. Sometimes we have to say no, but sometimes we can get some critical thinking going and navigate a way to find a resolution. But one of the most common things we're running into lately is the barn dominium concept has come about, where folks want to take like a metal building that's mm-hmm. You can get an ag exemption if you have ag property, and they'll go in and modify it and create living space inside the barn dominium create a barn dominium.
So what is a barn dominium?
It's like a condo inside
of
a barn.
Oh gosh.
And
they're
beautiful.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Most of them are metal buildings, pre-engineered metal buildings.
Okay.
But they'll come in and get an ag exemption, because if you have ag property, there's some exemptions.
And ag is agricultural?
Agriculture, okay. Correct.
Just checking.
Thank you.
Just,
yes.
Just making sure we got all the lingo here. We got to make sure we get
right. But what happens is you don't have to meet certain standards as you would for a residential structure. So they'll build that, turn it into a residence, not have the right permits, and then they can't get insurance. And so it just cost them a lot more on the tail end, and we really hate to see that. We've had situations where folks will buy property that has been turned into a barn dominium, and then they can't get it insured. So we want to help people reach that dream. And while there may be cost up front, it's going to save them in the long run.
So no, that's smart.
Yeah,
that's
smart. We're critical thinkers. We try to think beyond the box. We do have minimum codes that we have to follow, but we really want to help folks get that dream.
Okay. And so one of the questions I have too is, so I'm over enthusiastic. I did all these improvements, and now I find out I needed a permit. Bum, 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 bum.
So
that awful feeling.
I'm going to let Jennifer talk about that. She handles this for me quite a bit.
Yeah, and that kind of goes hand in hand with what Tambri just touched on. They have these structures or this work that's completed, and they don't have a permit. So what happens in those cases, here recently we had somebody build a house without a permit, and there was a fire, and they're just out all of that. It's a complete loss because it can't be insured.
Oh, my goodness.
Another thing is that if they're trying to sell the property and they're trying to get it in compliance without permits, it's a hassle. They have to essentially go through the entire process as if it were brand new, and they have to hire some engineers to come in and provide some inspections because we can't see what we need to see. The work is completed and covered up. So it multiplies the process.
Of course, and the cost. We are talking with the Santa Rosa County Building Inspections Department on Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. Pensacola's expert panel. Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg, and we have in the studio our guest from the Building Inspections Department, getting lots of texts this morning. So first one that I wanted to address, is it necessary to get a permit to replace a driveway? They had a contractor tell them that they did have to have a permit for that.
There is a driveway permit that is handled through our Public Works Department, and essentially they're just checking the connection to the right-of-way. So there is a permit requirement. There's not a fee for it. They just want to make sure you're not damaging the county right-of-way.
Okay, very good. Another question came in from Michael. Says, I'm getting a new roof. What amount of money should I put down in advance? Some, none? How does that work?
I would not put down more than 50%. I recently had my roof replaced, and I believe my deposit was 10 or 15%.
Wow. Okay. So we're getting, thank you so much for the text, 850-437-1620. So one of the things that you say had said to me, you're here to help people be successful. You're not here to get in the way.
Correct.
So what is the best thing that people can do? Just get in touch with you as they get started?
Absolutely. Reach out to us and we can help you, guide you. We have in our building inspection team, I think we're at a team of 40, but we have our frontline staff, Jen and her team and Vanessa. We have about 10 or 15 ladies that sit up front and can help guide them, and then we can get them to our plan review team and talk them through whatever they need to. And if we don't have an answer, we'll tell them how to go about getting it.
And this is any building, correct?
Yes,
I mean, this
absolutely.
Is residence, business?
Residence, commercial, anything.
Okay. What about if you're adding something to your property, like a shed or a place for your boat or RV or that kind of an excess, you know, extra building?
Yes, even for storage sheds, not necessarily a permit if it's over 600 square feet, but you still need a permit exemption, a storage building exemption. So exemption or a permit, either one.
Okay.
And then you touched on something too, even boat lifts.
I was going to say, I see people parking the boats and the driveways.
We're looking at things to make sure it complies with things in canals, things of that nature. We work hand in hand with our planning and zoning department.
Yeah, it must be interesting because in Santa Rosa County, you have the south side and the north side. You've got a river and you've got a gulf.
That's correct.
The sounds.
That's correct.
A broad range of things to worry about.
We also, all three of us, and then we have two other ladies. Karen Thornhill is our floodplain manager. And then three of us and Connie Owensby, we all have our flood certification. So if you're in a flood zone, let us help you as well.
Okay, well, we are out of time. You all have been terrific. So much information. Give out your website, phone numbers, how folks can get in touch with you if they need some help.
SantaRosaCounty.fl.gov, Development Services, and we're at 850-981-7000.
Thank you, Tambri Lee, Vanessa Dyer, and Jennifer Tilden with
Thank
the Building
y'all.
Inspections Department, Santa Rosa County.
Thank you.
We'll
Thank
be back you. In just a few minutes. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.